Truths Restored. On the morning of a beautiful clear day. In the spring of 1820, young Joseph Smith went into a grove of trees near his parents' log home in Manchester Township, just south of Palmyra, New York, to seek help from God on a burning question. During that prayer, God the Father and his Son Jesus Christ visited and instructed Joseph. This great event, known as Joseph Smith's first vision, marks for us the opening of the dispensation of the fullness of times. Since then, the first vision has been the subject of art, music, prose, and poetry by countless Latter-day Saints. On this and the following page are four paintings of this sacred event. The following captions accompany the paintings in this article. Top left, page 32. Joseph Smith's first vision. Page 32 and 33, Sacred Grove. Both pictures by Greg K. Olson. Page 34, full page. The first vision by Lowell Bruce Bennett. It was on the morning of a beautiful clear day, early in the spring of 1820. After I had retired to the place where I had previously designed to go, having looked around me and finding myself alone, I kneeled down and began to offer up the desires of my heart to God. I had scarcely done so when immediately I was seized upon by some power which entirely overcame me. But exerting all my powers to call upon God to deliver me out of the power of this enemy, just at this moment of great alarm, I saw a pillar of light exactly over my head, above the brightness of the sun, which descended gradually until it fell upon me. It no sooner appeared than I found myself delivered from the enemy which held me bound. When the light rested upon me, I saw two personages, whose brightness and glory defy all description, standing above me in the air. One of them spake unto me, calling me by name, and said, pointing to the other, "This is my beloved Son. Hear him." My object in going to inquire of the Lord was to know which of all the sects was right, that I might know which to join. No sooner, therefore, did I get possession of myself than I asked the personages who stood above me. I was answered that I must join none of them. And many other things did he say unto me, which I cannot write at this time. Joseph Smith, History 1, verses 14 through 20. Page 35, The First Vision, by Ted Henninger. End of the picture article on the morning of a beautiful clear day.